As Irma made its way out of Florida, it caused more misery across the state of Georgia. Our team coverage continues now with WRL's Ken Smith. He's live in Savannah. And Ken, the conditions there are rapidly changing.
You're absolutely right, Deborah. We've been experiencing some intermittent rain showers. We've been seeing the peaks of sun. Right now it's cloudy. But as Tropical Storm Irma moves out of this Savannah area, now comes the cleanup. But for one of Savannah's barrier islands, that could take some time. I'm talking about Tybee Island and the road into Tybee Island. Think of it as the Outer Banks Highway 12. Well, just before noon today, it became increasingly clear that Highway 80 was completely impassable. Chatham County deputies closed the Bull River Bridge at that point. From this vantage point, there's no more road to be seen after the crest of the bridge. The entire road all the way to Tybee Island is underwater. Also buried under all that water, the marshlands that are usually visible. This is the only route on and off Tybee Island. Anyone on Tybee Island are stuck there at this point. We talked to one man who was keeping an eye on his watercraft that is moored on the Bull River, not far from Tybee Island.
The marina is holding up fairly well. I'm just watching one jet dock that's teetering a little bit. I have a jet dock down there too as well, but mine's holding up well. We just lost a tree a few minutes ago in the parking lot.
Well, this is what Mr. Gray was really concerned about as the community was feeling the impact from Tropical Storm Irma. The water was rising and getting dangerously close to spilling into the parking lot and possibly the garage. This all happened during high tide around 2 o'clock this afternoon. That was about a little more than 2.5 hours ago. Back here live at the Savannah River, I just checked with Mr. Gray. Just like the Savannah River receded earlier, that caused a lot of flash flooding here on Savannah's riverfront, so too did the Bull River recede as well. So no problems there. Coming up tonight on our late news, of course, the folks along the riverfront lost a lot of money this weekend, but we'll tell you why. That wasn't their main concern today. That story tonight at 10 on Fox 50 and right back here at 11 on WRAL. Deborah.
Glad to see things are looking up for the people in Savannah. Ken Smith live. Thank you.